6 seconds to go. Ball just outside the four. Snap to A-Rod. Throws right side.
Yes! Touchdown!
Welcome back on the Mike McCarthy Show. Each week we ask the fans for their input on Twitter. The moment of the regular season, Mike, it was almost unanimous. Touchdown in Miami. Not even the fake spike, although that got a little bit of, you know, votes or whatever. But what do you remember about that? Not that you want to look too far back in the regular season, but was that one of your favorite moments so far?
Definitely. I mean, that was a big win. You know, we knew going down to Miami, particularly with the weather, it was going to be a challenge. Excellent football team. You know, looking back over the season, I felt Miami and Arizona were the two most improved teams that I saw on film. So we knew it would be a big challenge. Joe Philbin obviously knows our football team. And really, I think of the last play, it's just an excellent read and throw by Aaron, excellent route by Andrew Corliss, and, you know, the fact that we had to match up on their linebacker. So, you know, when you see the execution of a play like that at the most critical point in the game, you know, it obviously makes you feel good. And it was a huge play, and it won the game for us.
Mike, this moment isn't near as glamorous as that one. However, one of the key times of this season was about halfway through, and you guys basically reinvented your defense. You even called some of the defenses different names and so forth. Mm-hmm. That took some chutzpah, I would imagine. How difficult was that process of just saying, hey, we're gonna reinvent this thing?
Well, I think, you know, number one, you have to continue to stay with your plan, and the plan in the offseason was to play as many different combinations of defensive players as we possibly could. And the fact of moving Clay, you know, to the inside, giving some other guys some opportunities, it was a good move. And it benefited a number of people. And a number of players have stepped up. So, you know, we talked about it throughout the spring, worked on it in training camp. It was definitely a direction we needed to go. And I think it's really benefited us.
Besides Aaron Rodgers, your team is pretty healthy. Is this the best shape that you can remember, Mike, going into the postseason from years past, or how do you look at your team?
Yeah, clearly. I mean, definitely in recent memory. You know, I know 07 we were very healthy going into the playoffs. And yeah, but definitely this is, I think in 2011 we were pretty healthy going into the playoffs.
Mike, nine seasons. This is your ninth season, seventh trip to the playoffs. What has that experience taught you as a head coach? Because that's a wealth of experience.
Well, I think it takes you right back to, you know, don't forget where you came from. So, you know, I think it's important to be in touch with that in your personal life, but more importantly as a football team. You know, we really like who we are as a football team. We have a lot to offer. We have a lot invested in this. We weren't really concerned who we were playing. We know that this next opportunity is for us to create our own destiny, and that's the way we're looking at it.
All right, next up, we'll get you set for that game against the Cowboys. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
Mike McCarthy's Wardrobe, supplied by Montopoly.
Final segment of the Mike McCarthy Show. And, Mike, the Cowboys really run the ball well. Regular season, number two in the league. DeMarco Murray, what do you see? What does he bring to the table?
I mean, he's a heck of a football player. He really jumped off the field, you know, to me last year down there in Dallas. I knew he was a, you know, good young running back, but, you know, he's definitely a difference maker.
Mike, on the other side of the ball, defensively, the Cowboys haven't seen him this year. What are they about in a general sense?
Very disciplined. I mean, if you look at their alignments, you know, as far as the way they line up, they're all going to line up exactly the same. Their shifts are very precise. Their line movement, the stunts, Rod Marinelli, you know, as far as his time in Chicago, Detroit, and also I competed against him when he was in Tampa when I was at the New Orleans Saints. So, and that's the way, I mean, his group, so they're going to be very disciplined and they're going to fly the ball. High energy, high effort. This will be an excellent challenge for us.
Tony Romo comes back to Wisconsin. You faced him before. Mike, it seems like he stays in the pocket maybe a little bit more this year, but he still spins away from trouble. How do you tell your defensive linemen to just stay true to what they do and not get frustrated?
Well, Tony sees the field very well. I mean, he's been running a high-powered offense, you know, for pretty much his whole career. So his ability to get in and out of plays, keep him in good plays, is, I think, something that he doesn't get enough credit for. His ability to spread the football around, you know, also goes to his vision for the field. And he's a playmaker. I mean, his ability to buy time and slide, you know, in and out of the pocket. And he's a heck of a player.
Mike, good luck against the Cowboys on Sunday.
All right, thank you, Lance.
All right, that's the Mike McCarthy Show for this week. We'll talk to you after that Dallas game.